proud of our group for the way they competed and the way they played in the second half. I think that's how we need to play for more of the 48 minutes. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to work on. But I think collectively, you know, the group really responded all up and down. You know, guys coming off the bench, starters everywhere. You know, we had a great defensive third quarter, and then we were able to hold on and win the game.
You mentioned the much better second half. What adjustments did you make, or what was the message?
I think that really the players, there were no adjustments. It was just, you know, I think our players competed harder and made a commitment to getting stops and rebounding. I think at halftime, we weren't doing well in either category. And so, you know, I think they just collectively, they wanted to be different in the third and fourth quarter, and I thought they did it.
You had six assists in the first half, which is obviously not your trademark. Is that a matter of shots falling in the second half, better ball movement?
No, I think we just we were more focused on our defense. I don't even realize that we had six in the first half, or you know, what we finished with. And I think just defensively is where our focus is tonight, and we've got to continue to get better there. The offense, I think, will come, and we'll make shots, and guys will finish. But I think defensively is where we need to keep our focus.
On those lines, Carmelo Anthony had 14 points in the first quarter, and then three the rest of the way till he hit that three-pointer with 20 seconds left or something. What was the – you seemed to throw anybody and everybody at him. Is that the kind of
– Well, I think, you know, Carmelo is such a good player. I don't think you can ever, you know, take credit for anything that happens. But I do think, you know, we threw multiple people at him. You know, I think starting with Paul's a unique power forward in that he can guard, you know, a guy like Carmelo that can step out on the court, a guy that can play off the post. And then when you have Damari and Tabo, that just helps when you have a great player where you can run fresh people at him and make it hard for him all night.
Coach, the last two games, Spurs and Charlotte, was tough, real tight games in the end. Can you just talk about how you were able to kind of flip that tonight and hang on there?
Well, you know, I think we were able to get a little separation. We were able to get stops going down the stretch. And we had a couple big buckets. You know, I think Jeff got to the paint and scored two or three in the paint. You know, Al made a great pass, you know, to Damari. And Damari made a shot in the corner. So I think offensively we executed better. But I think defensively we were able to get stops and get rebounds.
You got three straight games where Dennis Schroeder is getting quality minutes. Tonight he was active on both ends of the court, five steals. Can you talk about your comfort level now with him?
Yeah, I think you know, all of us are gaining a lot of confidence and comfort with Dennis. He's come in and had a big impact. And I think it was the San Antonio game two or three games ago, and really played well. And again, last night and tonight. So that's the challenge for a young player, is, you know, to put back-to-back good games and continue to be consistent. And I think his teammates are feeling good about him. I'm feeling good about him. You know, he and Tabo, I think, defensively, coming off the bench, have a big impact on the game. They can really set a tone for us and you know, flip things defensively. All right, thanks.